Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and it's also driven on Facebook Live by Our Best Bank. Katie Zahn is with us here, and she's with Bartlesville Regional United Way. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations. A little personal note, a new addition to the family.
Yes, I had my first baby boy on August 31st here at Jane Phillips. Mm-hmm. He's doing good. We hit the 2-month milestone on Halloween, actually.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, that's a lot of work, but you've also been working very hard along with everyone else at Bartlesville Regional United Way with our annual campaign. How's that looking so far?
Yes, so we kicked off our campaign September 10th at the home football game. That is something that we always enjoy doing. We go onto the field at halftime, and we rope in the cheerleaders, the band, everybody. We make our big announcement, and that kind of kicked off our season of giving this year. So we are a couple months in, and we're sitting right at about 70% of our goal. Mm-hmm. So we need more help from the community to make sure that we achieve our goal this year. In case you missed our announcement, our goal is $2.3 million, and while that seems like that's a lot of money, it goes to good use here in our community. Every dollar stays local, and we fully fund over 30 programs from 14 different partner agencies. We have agencies in the fields of financial stability, health, and education. So we've got partner agencies like Agape Mission, Mary Martha, Boys and Girls Club of both Bartlesville and Nowata, and Family Healthcare Clinic. So we cover a lot of bases here in the community, and we are not able to get to that goal unless we get donations from the amazing members of our community.
Who always seem to step up. And by the way, that used to be 13. You got a lucky 14.
Yes. So we added a new one, Building Bridges of Oklahoma, and we're excited to have them on board.
Sweet. Now, we often talk about our two big buildings downtown, and they have provided great livings for a lot of people. And those who have retired still have a little bit of an attachment, not only to their former company, but also to some of the charitable efforts, too.
Yes, we are very blessed to be working so closely with Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips, and that doesn't stop when employees leave the company. So this year, Betsy Barnes is our retiree chair, and she's done a really great job. But in case you didn't know, if you are a retired employee of ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66, if you make a donation, they will match it. So your donation gets doubled. And that actually makes up a huge percentage of our annual campaign donations. We sent out letters in September. I know that we always kind of miss a few people. So if you didn't get one and you'd like to participate in our annual campaign, please just reach out to us at the office, and Lori can get you added to our list.
And it's pretty easy. Pick up the phone, Lori, hi, yeah, we got you. We'll put you down.
Exactly.
I'm oversimplifying it, but it's about that simple.
Yes.
Now, we've got all kinds of things going on, and once again, it is important that we reach 100% of that goal so that no one gets left behind. And we are pretty good stewards of our community, so I know we're going to get it done. Another thing we got coming up is a holiday canned food drive.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about this.
So we kicked that off on November 1st. You know, as a team, we got together and we said, how can we make Giving Tuesday this year even bigger of an impact? We did a really cool video campaign last year, and we had some great participants. We kind of, you know, hit some people up for some of that. Caleb Potter here at the radio station, he did a great video. And we wanted to do something a little different this year. So we took a canned food drive that Michael Gordon with PSO actually started for us last year, and we said, let's do it the entire month, and let's end it on Giving Tuesday. So we kicked that off, and we're just calling it our Holiday Canned Food Drive, and it is actually going to benefit Mary Martha, it's going to benefit Agape, and the Share Salvation Army. We might also get Westside Community Center in there as well. Pretty much any partner agency that needs to have a stocked pantry, we're going to help them out.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you can drop off at your office any Monday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Yeah, so we're taking not just canned food, but any non-perishable food items. So we get a lot of ramen, a mac and cheese, which is my personal favorite. We get, you know, cake mixes, just anything that you see going through your pantry, or if you just see, you know, you want to stock up on Walmart. And the great thing is we're doing this through Thanksgiving. So if you have leftover items that you didn't use, like boxes of stuffing, mm-hmm. cans of gravy, you can bring it down and you can donate it.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. So we've got all this going on. How do you keep track of all of this?
Well, we put a lot of stuff on our social media. We love kind of spreading the word of what our partner agencies are doing.
Oh,
and
yes.
November and the holidays, you know, people get busy, and so do our partner agencies, and they find creative ways to help out our community even more. So, you know, if you keep an eye on our Facebook page, coming up, we'll be sharing news of our partner agencies doing Thanksgiving meals. Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club of NOWATA, they always do a meal. Salvation Army does one. And, of course, Agape always, every single year, they pack the place and they do free Thanksgiving meals. So we want to make sure that the community can get that information from us as well as from the partner agencies. So we always make sure to share that on Facebook.
Wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Now, for folks who aren't familiar with Bartlesville Regional United Way, we did mention that we have 14 partner agencies, but we have quite a footprint. When we say region,
yes,
we mean region.
Yes. So we stretch up into NOWATA. We do Osage counties. So we have a pretty broad reach. A majority of the partner agencies do reside here in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. but we do have some in NOWATA as well.
Okay, very good. So just in case you're wondering, folks, just give us a call. we'll tell you who's who and what's what. And if we don't know, we'll find out for you.
Yes.
Great resource that we have here in our community, and one well worth taking care of. So if you haven't made your contribution, your mm-hmm. year-end contributions, please consider United Way.
Yes.
I do this through my payroll.
Yes.
It's deducted. I don't even miss it.
You yes.
know, it goes to somebody who's going to need it far worse than I will.
Yes.
And like I said, it's painless.
Yeah, and we like to make the process painless. But the other thing, too, is like sometimes it's hard to know where you want to donate your dollar. But with Bartlesville Regional United Way, we take your dollar and we split it between our 14 partner mm-hmm. agencies. So your dollar goes a lot farther. Mm-hmm. And we're also very good stewards of the dollar. And we make sure that what these partner agencies say they're going to do with your dollars, they actually do. So it's we keep an eye on them and make sure that they're not just having fun over at TJ Maxx or, you know, something like that with your donations. Yeah. We really make sure that they're to the people in need in our community.
That is really wonderful. Now, once again, you have a Facebook page. You're on the
yes.
gram, I see.
Yes.
The Instagram.
Yes.
That's kind of a new one for me. I've seen it, but I barely handle Facebook. And, of course, the telephone still works, doesn't it?
Yes. So we primarily post all of our information on Facebook, but we do also share it on Instagram. That's at Bartlesville UW. You can also give us a call. It's 918-336-1044. Lori can help you out. She's our awesome office manager. Or you can also just stop by our office. It's 415 East Silas Street in downtown Bartlesville.
And you love having company.
We do. We get some amazing people that stop by.
Just
they just
to say
want to
hi.
Tell us, yeah, just to give us a donation, to tell us about their story, all that kind of stuff. So we love having visitors.
Well, that is amazing. That is really cool. Now, I know that we're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day and the Friday afterwards, but
yes.
you can always leave messages, and we at United Way get back really pretty quickly.
Yes, and yeah. we, you know, we've learned that even though it's a holiday, people still need help. So you can always give us a call, you can leave us a message, mm-hmm. or if you need immediate assistance with direct services, the best way to get that help is to call 211, mm-hmm. And they can kind of pair you up with organizations that can help. But Lisa always makes sure, she's our president and CEO, that she is available to anybody who needs her. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to get in contact with her is to email her, and that is Lisa at BartlesvilleUW.org.
And that is a very busy inbox.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So once again, we're a little bit more than 70% to the campaign goal here for Bartlesville Regional United Way. The canned food drive is underway in earnest, and you can drop it off at the office there on Silas right there at 8:30 in the morning to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. And you know, just back up you got the soccer mom van. You got the SUV, you got the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Just unload. We'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cans of corn are what, like 50 cents? So, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to make a huge impact for these organizations who really need it, especially around the holidays when everybody needs help.
Thank you very much for being with us, Katie, and thank you for bringing us up to date. Once again, you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram. Give them a call at 918-336-1044. Stop by the office at 415 East Silas Street. Are we going to see you before Christmas, you think?
Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to
check our schedules, because I think we've got something kind of cool coming up.
Yes.
But anyway, I want to thank you for being in. Tell everybody back at the ranch and said howdy.
I will.
All righty. And thank you, folks, for being with us here on our Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, and driven on Facebook Live by